Well, good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, wherever you're at in the world. Welcome to Elite Marketing Pros Daily Dose of Awesome. Super excited to be on here with you guys today. It has been an extraordinary morning so far, and super excited to be here with you guys. So I'm going to give you guys a few minutes to kind of plug in and jump on this with me. I'm going to adjust some lighting in here. So hey, Carrie. Hey, Scott. How you guys doing? So good to see you guys. Oh, let's see, like a light. That's better. It's all about the lighting, right? It's like if you get it right, you're good. So super excited to have you guys here with me today on this Daily Dose of Awesome. And we are talking about the most imperfect plan of action and how it builds your business. So hello, Hannah. Hello, Sally. We just got off the phone not too long ago. Melinda. Wow. Yeah. So somebody, can't wait to have some of these calls with you guys. Just so you're aware, like I know that you guys are super excited for those that are joining our Elevation Fast Track program. I'm like pumped to talk to all you guys. And we're just making sure we take care of every single one of you. So it is not a speedy process by any stretch of the imagination. And it's because we care about you as individuals. So we'll be coming on that for you guys in a little bit. So like I said, I've had an incredible morning, and we're going to talk about the most imperfect plan of action and how it builds your business. So I've had some extraordinary strategy calls this morning, just really super amazing. And hair is all over the place. As you can tell, it was such an amazing morning. I literally just jumped out of the shower, threw some clothes on, and I'm now doing the Daily Dose of Awesome. That's how extraordinary my morning has been so far. But one of the coolest things that I have had the pleasure of is, what is the plan of action? What is it that is going to move your business forward? I get so many of you guys on the phone with me, and definitely the sense of being overwhelmed kicks off. You guys are like, I don't know where to start, or I'm disorganized, or things just seem to be getting out of hand. And I get that. Like, that is pretty much where I think all of us start. I mean, is there anyone here, drop a one if you have in the world since you've been with us, either in your network marketing business or Elite Marketing Pro, if you've been overwhelmed, confused, and feel a little disorganized. So drop a one if that's the case. I just want to kind of see you guys where you're at with everybody. Oh my God, it's so exciting to see you all. It's fun to put faces finally to names. So I got a one there. So overwhelm, little confusion. Maybe like I wish I had a little bit more of a better game plan sometimes. Maybe I'm not doing enough in my business. Maybe I'm doing too much in my business. we all have that. I think, you know, it's funny. Here's a little insider. Even as you grow, because I'm seeing like some of our top leaders, even they get on here, trust me, it doesn't matter where you're at in your business, there's always a sense of overwhelm. So whether you're just starting out, whether you're hitting the leaderboards, whether you're building out a business, there's always going to be a sense of overwhelm. There's always going to be a sense that there's too much to take on, you don't know where to start, and that is where the imperfect plan of action comes into play, okay? It isn't really about mastering perfection. I joke about it all the time, and I tell my clients and I tell my friends, and I even have to remind myself when I get into that mode of like I want it to be perfect before I put it out there. And the reminder is that perfection, the ability to create perfection is the lie we tell ourselves to keep us from doing what we know we need to do. Right? I've never seen, and I don't know if anyone of you guys have met him. If you have met a perfect person, please let me know. But I've yet, in all my years between working in the kitchen, meeting millions of people from around the world through Disney, all the people I've met through online marketing, I've yet to meet a perfect person. Everybody that I've met, whether you think their funnel is perfect, whether you think their email is perfect, whether you think all this other stuff about them is perfect, internally, we think it sucks. We think it could be better. We always have this self-doubt about ourselves, and then we're like, oh, I can do so much better. Oh, that's just not good enough. And here's what's really happening. Many of you guys, what goes on is that as you learn, your skill level gets better, and you look back at what you've done, and you're like, oh, I can do so much better, right? But that is truly your ability to grow, is when you can look back and go, man, I totally need to fix that funnel. Or, man, I could do a totally better thank you video. Or, you know, I could do a better ad now. And the reason we have this ability to say this about ourselves is because we're growing as individuals. We're growing our skill set. We're growing our ability to connect with people. We're growing our ability to build our network marketing business. So the most imperfect plan of action is the action you're taking right now. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter how sloppy it is. Doing a Facebook Live where there's people screaming in the background, the dog's barking, traffic's running behind you, that is the perfect time to do a Facebook Live, okay? It doesn't have to be quiet. The doors don't have to be closed. The lighting doesn't have to be perfect. None of that really truly matters at the end of the day, because you guys and we relate to each other by our imperfections. It's what makes us human. It makes us more relatable. It allows us to really want to work with people, okay? So that is the game plan behind it. So imperfect plan of action. First and foremost, one of the biggest conversations I've had with many of our members is the first thing you should be focusing on when you get online is building your audience, right? It's not the funnel you're creating. It's not, worried about what if I should take over my email list. It's really, should I be blogging? What should I be talking about? Really, none of that is the most critical part in your first 30 days of your business. Really, what you're looking at when you get started inside of marketing, and this is something we're talking about with all of our fast track clients, your first 30 days is building your brand awareness, right? It's building your credibility. It's building your consistency. And Brandy, if you're watching, I'm tying this back into what you said last night on the Monday Mojo, when you said the ingredient to success is being consistent. There is no better plan of action than the consistent plan of action, right? Because in your consistency is where you develop and learn your skills. So I'll go back to being a chef. This is a perfect analogy, right? In order for me to become a chef, I couldn't just read the cookbook. Reading a cookbook does not make me a chef in any way, shape, or form, right? What made me a chef was taking those imperfect actions, was holding a knife for the first time and cutting, you know, hours worth of vegetables to try to get that perfect cube that I needed to get. It was burning dishes. It was screwing up sauces. It was over peppering something. It was in the process of doing things wrong that I discovered how to do things correctly. The only way I got to the level of being a chef was because I was proficient and consistent in the world of cooking. Every day, 5 to 6 days a week, I'd go to a kitchen and I would cook and I would create and I would play with food and I would make mistakes. And in that consistency of showing up every single day, that's where I grew my skill. That's where I developed and gave myself the title of being a chef. That is how I got promoted, is because I would go in every day and learn something new. I would work on what I knew and try to make it better, right? I didn't just want to create a great pasta dish. I wanted to create the best pasta dish every single time I made it, right? But I had to start somewhere. I had to start by somebody telling me, this is what you need to do first. This is the recipe, right? So here's the recipe. Follow the recipe, right? Most of the times, none of us want to do that. We want to jump to the end. We want the final dish without having followed the process. So consistency is the key. It's following that recipe until you have such a great understanding of it that at that point you can start tweaking it. At that point you can add maybe a different spice, or you can tweak it to be your own. That is what we're teaching you inside of Elite Marketing Pro. That's the skill set you're learning as a network marketer, right? As a network marketer, it's not mastery the moment you sign that dotted line and say, yeah, I'm now a distributor, I'm now a consultant, I'm now whatever it is. Your perfection around becoming a network marketer is your ability to continue talking to people. When you get the no's, when you get the rejection, when you don't know what to say to these people, when that process, that's a skill you're learning. You can't learn it any other way but to do it. So the imperfect plan of action is the action you're willing to take no matter what, right? It's the action you're willing to take to learn the skill to get you where you want to go. And it doesn't start in the beginning, right? It starts from the moment you sign up for something and you're like, okay, this is where I'm at, and own it, right? Many of us, we think we need to be so much further along in 30 days than where we're at. But you have to own where you're at. You have to own where your learning process is, right? If you have no business background, if you've never sold anything in your life, if you've never, Brandy and I will attest to this completely, if you never did more than turn on a computer, check your Outlook mail for those in the corporate world, and maybe use Google to search for things, that's the base, right? There's no way I'm gonna say I'm a network or I'm a marketer based on the fact that I know how to turn on a computer, literally. Like, websites scared the crap out of me. Like, I would never, if you asked me 4 years ago, would I be building out funnels and doing the marketing that I'm doing, the answer would have been absolutely no. I worked in a kitchen. I played with fire and knives. I mean, come on, right? So acknowledging where you're at. Some of you guys have a background in financing. Some of you guys have a background in marketing. Some of you guys have a background in different areas of your life that will give you an edge to maybe move at a little bit faster speed. But the rule of marketing is that you're learning this, right? We spend, many of us, at least 12 years learning how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide, truly, in some form or another, right? And then we go to university or college to expand our education and our level of understanding around a specific specialty or art or, you know, business. So give yourself permission to learn. I know you guys, we want everything to happen so quickly. We think the internet is so instant, right? Like, I can call somebody and the phone's going to ring. I can text somebody, it's going to be there tomorrow. What I want you guys to be aware of is that in the world of marketing, it's not instantaneous results. You guys are here today on the Daily Dose of Awesome because for the last, I want to say 9 months, we've been on Facebook at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time consistently Monday through Friday. You guys expect us to be here, right? And couldn't build this up overnight. I couldn't get all of you guys on here and watch all the replays. This wasn't going to happen in a day the first time we did this. This actually took a while for us to build up this community, to be here present for you guys, for you guys to understand that we're here every day, Monday through Friday, right? We had to build that trust with you. We had to build that consistency with you to have you here, right? So it took us a while to get here, right? Elite Marketing Pro didn't just grow up out of the ground into this massive oak tree doing everything we had to do. We really had to, build that trust with you. Many of you guys, and I love what Brandy said the other day, and I think many of you guys came in, you was like, oh my gosh, like, is this, you know, a scam? Is this, you know, or is this just another one of those fishy things that are out there? And how do I know this is the real deal? And I get that a lot from you guys. And the only way to overcome that conversation, because you guys get it as network marketers, you know, is this a pyramid scheme? Is this, you know, we all get it, right? Every single job we have, it's always some sort of doubt, like, is that really going to work? There's always that plane in the back of our head. All of us, we're human around that, right? So, you know, in order to break through and build that trust with people, it takes a commitment of you showing up. It takes the consistency of you being there. And that can only be built over time. It doesn't happen right now. It doesn't happen in 30 days. It doesn't happen in 60 days because people want to know that you're there for them first before they're willing to invest in you and take that back and take that ownership around what they're up to. And many of you guys, I see you on here, from everyone from Heather Glaze to Brandy Shaver to Hannah to Patrick to Jan to Jill to all of you guys. What, you guys are incredible in the fact that you are sharing Elite Marketing Pro with people. You're sharing the attraction marketing formula. You're sharing what you're learning, the mistakes, the wins, all that process. And without you, Elite Marketing Pro would not exist. Because it takes you guys connecting with your audience. It takes you guys building trust with people and saying that this works and being consistent and committed to the learning process that change happens, right? That the business builds. And so my request for you guys is that the most imperfect plan of action you can take is to first and foremost just be there. Show up on a consistent basis for people. Whether it's posting 2 to 3 times a day on your Facebook page, right? Showing pictures of your lifestyle, talking about things you're learning in your business, and just being yourself, being your true authentic self. And when you bring that to your business, when you bring that to your story, people are going to relate to you. They're going to watch you, because this is my favorite comment. You guys all make it. People aren't engaging with me. nobody's commenting on my posts. And then I have to flip it and ask you, well, how often do you comment on posts as you scroll through your Facebook newsfeed? Guilty. I probably like things more than I ever comment on things. It does take something for people to actually comment on a post. So if you're not seeing it right away, that's pretty normal. Because if you look at your own habits and your own things that you do on Facebook or social media in general, we all scroll. Very rarely do I stop and be like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. Because in the back of my mind, seriously, what I'm thinking is that the moment I comment on this, I'm going to get notifications all day long that other people have commented on this post. And do I really want that in my notifications? Like, that's truly what's going through the back of my head. And we all know how valuable it is to create that engagement with our audience. So we just got to have some fun with this, guys. You guys have to, I mean, I invite you guys to, when you get frustrated, sit back, laugh, right? Because your frustration is because you can't learn it fast enough. And that is an exciting place to be, right? We love what we do, right? The Elite Marketing Pro team loves what we do. We love taking care of you guys. And we have so much fun doing this, right? But the end of the day, you guys, we're building tribes. We're building relationships. We're building people. We're up for trust. We're edifying those that join our team. We're recognizing them for what they're taking on and being and doing in their business. Because as we all know, this isn't easy. Learning, shockingly, isn't easy, right? Learning is a process where we kind of have to take the baby steps in order to start running. And many of you guys know that the run is awesome and it's so freeing and the wind blowing through your hair is fantastic. But learning to take those little steps at a time, it could be the most agonizing and painful. But I promise you, on the other side of all that, is true excitement, true fun. And as Brandy said, I'm just going to just keep quoting her from last night because it's the first thing in my mind. It will keep you up at night. It will pull you away from your family. It'll become something of a game to you and you just want to figure out how to crack the code. And once you build over that, once you get past that, you're going to start looking at your life going, okay, how can I create the more free time that I really want? And that is the process, right? You guys are incredible as a community. The support you guys give each other, the way you guys help each other out, it is truly amazing to watch. So have some fun with this. Recognize this as what it is, as life. You guys are in the most incredible safe space possible to be building your business as a network marketer. If you haven't already gone through and reread the Attraction Marketing Formula ebook, I recommend that to all of you because I promise you the whatever time you purchased Attraction Marketing Formula, you've grown so much that if you read it today, it would be like reading a totally different book. You'd be scratching your head going, did I really read this the first time? Because your learning process is in such a different place than where you were. And you guys would be shocked at how much you guys have learned and what you're taking on in building this business. So super excited that you guys are here. Take consistent action. Stay truthful and in front of your audience. And that, I promise you, will build the business that you truly want and desire and give you the life freedom, the financial freedom, and the power to really control all areas of your life, no matter what it is. So if you guys haven't already, and this is your first time catching a video by Elite Marketing Pro, absolutely go to elitemarketingpro.com/go. Check out Attraction Marketing Formula. Many of you guys here that are check out the comments, you guys can see right here. We are the we are the real deal. Everybody's getting and having some form of success along the process. This is definitely a learning curve and this is a fun place to be and it's a safe place to be. And this is where you're going to get your education and your training around learning the world of online marketing to build not only your network marketing business, but any affiliate business, brick and mortar business, the skills you learn as a marketer online, really you can never unlearn, which is a good thing. And you'll never look at the world of marketing the same way ever again. So truly, thank you guys for hanging out with me. Chris, Rick, Brandy, Melanie, Scott, Jan, Jill, Lisa, Hannah, I mean, you guys are truly amazing. Amy, thank you for everything you guys have been doing. Continue to share out Elite Marketing Pro. Continue to be the face of this amazing company. And thank you for trusting us to be your guides, teachers, trainers, and mentors inside this entire world of online marketing. We truly are appreciative of what you guys do and the challenges and education you take on. So you guys enjoy the rest of your week. I know Fernie's back on here tomorrow. So again, my request, go out and be imperfect. Go out there and just have some fun, share some content, be who you are, invite people in and have a blast with this, and definitely, definitely reread Attraction Marketing Formula and discover the new place that you are in your learning curve. And with that, everybody have a great day, and we'll see you inside the community. Bye, guys.